Again, another tool is eco-mapping. Refer to Lauren's 2003 article on this topic. I did not assign it as a reading, as it is dated, but I provided a reference at the end of the lecture so that you can use it as a resource. This can be really good for people who are very visual, either if you are or if the client is. Sometimes it's a good active, visual way for people who have trouble with paper and pencil kinds of things. One of the things I have found is when I've used it, I've done an adapted version. It's almost a blend of learner's developmental assets with a lot of circles drawn on it. I don't really do it exactly like it says with the pluses and minuses. I find that with the people I tend to work with, that doesn't match well with their way of being, but it can be very helpful in getting a lot of information out on the table. And what I know some other people have done, particularly my colleagues trained in MSW programs, where they've really trained in this, is to do a modified version. And then, when they do their notes, they just feel more comfortable mapping it out in the full eco-mapping way, because they can look at that in the chart. It really helps them, in one page, knowing exactly what they heard from the family. So that's another way of doing that.